On the forefront of everyone's mind at the moment is the cost of living crisis, which is hitting the wallets of everyone. None more so than people who are visually impaired. According to new research, 93% of blind or partially sighted people are already struggling to keep energy costs down, and with 44% of people with visual impairments saying they have a condition that requires extra energy use, attention is being drawn to the issue. This audio feature is a roundtable discussion on smart meters, and how they can help you cut the cost of energy and save money in the long run. So welcome everybody. Today on PSSI Talk, I'm joined by three guests, three very interesting guests, three well-informed guests as well. So first of all, on the panel, we've got Zach Shaw. Zach, would you mind giving a bit of background on who you are and some of your accomplishments, please?
Yeah, so my name's Zach. When I was 12, I was diagnosed with a rare eyesight condition called Stargardt's disease. It's a cliche, but I wanted to try and turn it into a more positive situation in my life. So when I was 17 or 18, I got into athletics. And since then, I've been lucky enough to represent my country around the world. And I won a silver medal at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham this year, which was probably a career highlight so far.
Fantastic. That's amazing. Amazing. And despite that, we're here today to talk about something else that's affecting everybody, especially in the blind and partially sighted community. It's the cost of living crisis. What's made you want to talk about this today, Zach?
To be honest, it's just that obviously I do athletics and that's my main thing, but I'm so passionate about the blind and visually impaired community and maybe some, not injustices, but maybe just how we can equal the playing field moving forward. So when I heard about this smart meter, which is so accessible for us, it was something I'm instantly was like, yeah, I really want to talk on this.
Excellent. Yeah. So it's this smart meter. What can you tell us about the smart meter?
Yeah. So I've hands on, I've tried it out, and it's got an accessible display in it. It can literally read out in near real time the usage of power in pounds and pence. So for me, someone that obviously I can't really see the screen, so for it to read it out is so helpful, and the buttons are tactile as well. So I think as far as smart meters go, it's probably as accessible as you can get.
Fantastic. And I'm also joined by David Clark, who's the Chief Operating Officer of the RNIB. David, I thought I recognised your name. You're also quite the sportsman yourself. Didn't you play you were an international footballer as well, weren't you? Can you go into a bit of detail about that for me as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So 10 years ago, I retired. So it's a hell of a long time ago now. But I still have happy memories. I played 144 games for England and Great Britain. And having been blind all my life, you know, it's interesting that sport was something that I was not included in for a huge part of my life. And then to then spend 17 years representing your country at football was fantastic. But I think the interesting thing about that, you know, being locked out of sport and is what we're talking about here, is that, you know, quite often the way society is built doesn't always include, and quite often doesn't include. And as Zach said, there's some injustices in that. And I think that's the reason why we're trying to talk to you about what we're talking about today, because, you know, what a smart meter alone will you know, gives the visual understanding, but the accessible in-home display, which is, you know, free from the energy supplier, actually starts to put people in control. And I think that's the point. We can't make energy cheaper. We can put people in control of what they're using and prioritize what's being used and have that knowledge, which, you know, it must be so scary to be working on an estimated bill or going 3 months to 3 months without knowing what you've spent and then suddenly getting hit with a bill. So this is, I'd really encourage everybody to take this opportunity, because, you know, it's something that's been developed. It is freely available. And we really need to go and get the energy companies installing these as quick as we can.
Fantastic. I'm also joined here by Philippa Brown, home energy expert for Smart Energy GB. Can you back some of what Zach just spoke about, the difficulty that people might have, especially reading their smart meters and things like that? How important might it be for someone in the blind and partially sighted community to get one of these devices?
Oh, I think it's really important. We've done some research recently, and we found that 9 in 10 blind and partially sighted adults currently find it difficult to reduce their energy bills, or think they will soon. And I think for all of us at the moment facing a cost of living crisis and being very conscious of our, you know, of our energy use and our energy consumption, for anyone and everyone to be able to have access for that information and to have the accessible in-home display to be able to, as Zach said, tell you what you're using, have that kind of text-to-speech functionality is really important.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, everybody, here for joining us. Zach, Philippa and David, it's much appreciated. For more expert advice about how you can save money on your energy bills and to inquire about how you can get an accessible smart meter fitting, we highly recommend you visit smartenergygb.org. That's smartenergygb.org. On their website, there is links to individual energy suppliers. Now you can get an installation booked. For any information, help or advice regarding sight loss in general, you can always contact the Partially Sighted Society on 01302 965 195, or you can visit our website, partsight.org.uk.